Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
Guardian star as well. The red star you see overhead, the blue star on the horizon. And when a life ends, the star falls and disappears.
Don't say that.
You running rock.
That's not my name. Don't call me that.
His star is about to fall. I have dreamed it.
This is ridiculous. What am I doing here?
Do not fear death. Death is always at our side. When we show fear, it jumps at us faster than light. But if we do not show fear, it casts its eye upon us gently and then guides us into infinity.
Oiga, señor, we are federales, you know, the mountain police.
Badges? We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Better not come any closer.
Why don't you try to be a little more polite? Give us your gun, and we leave you in peace.
I need my gun myself.
Throw that old iron over here. We'll pick it up and go on our way.
You go anyway without my gun and go quick.
All right.
And now, the ballot of the question. What keeps mankind alive? You gentlemen who think you have a mission to purge us of the seven deadly sins should first sort out the basic food position, then start your preaching. That's where it all begins. You lot who preach restraint and watch your waist as well should learn for once the way the world is run. However much you twist, or whatever lies you tell, food is the first thing. Morals follow on. So first be sure that those who are now starving get proper helpings when we all start carving. What keeps mankind alive? What keeps mankind alive? The fact that millions are daily tortured, starved, silenced, and oppressed. Mankind can keep alive thanks to his aptitude for keeping his humanity repressed. And now, for once, you must try to face the facts. Mankind is kept alive by bestial acts. And for once, you must try to face the facts. Mankind is kept alive by bestial acts.
Neil, Brad, commercials. Not productive anymore, at least to make things anymore. It's all automated. What are we for then? We're consumers. Okay, buy a lot of stuff, you're a good citizen. But if you don't buy a lot of stuff, if you don't, what are you then, I ask you? What? Mentally ill. Back, Jim, back. If you don't buy things, toilet paper, new cars, computerized blenders, electrically operated sectional devices, stereo systems with brain-implanted headphones, screwdrivers, miniature built-in radar devices, voice-activated computers.
Take it easy, Jeffrey. Be calm.
Right. That's right. You're a very attractive woman. If you want to watch a particular television program, so it's all my children or something, You go to the charge nurse, you tell the day, the time, the show you want to see is on. But you have to tell her before the show is scheduled to be on. And there's this guy, and he was always requesting shows that are already played. Yes, no, you have to tell her before. He couldn't quite grasp the idea that the charge nurse couldn't make it be yesterday. He couldn't turn back time, thank you, Einstein. Now he was nuts. He was a fruitcake,
okay,
Jim.
That's it, Jeffrey. I want to get a shot. I warned you.
I got a little carried away explaining the inner workings of the institution to Jim.
come from outer space.
Oh, L.J. Washington, he doesn't really come from outer space.
Don't mock me, my friend.
Get out of my chair!
It's a condition of mental divergence. I find myself on the planet Ogo, part of an intellectual elite, preparing to subjugate the barbarian hordes on Pluto.
Cards, computerized blenders, electrically operated sectable devices, stereo systems, brain implanted headphones, screwdrivers, miniature built-in radar devices, voice activated computers, screwdrivers, miniature built-in radar devices, blenders, electrically operated sectable devices, stereo systems, brain implanted headphones, screwdrivers, miniature built-in radar devices, voice activated computers, screwdrivers, miniature built-in radar devices, blenders, electrically operated sectable devices, stereo systems, brain implanted headphones, screwdrivers, miniature built-in radar devices.
We are just three passing, perfectly ordinary roof people doing some emergency roof things. Carry on. Merry Christmas. If it is Christmas, I mean, I don't much care for things like that myself. I mean, Christmas.
Are you? Santa Claus.
Me? No. Oh, no. It's ridiculous. No.
Rudolph! Rudolph! Dolly and I.
All right, fine. Yes. Yes, it's me. Guilty. How did you recognize me?
You know how you grew the beard as a bit of a disguise? People have picked up on it.
Okay, no. Hang on, stop, shut up.
What?
Seriously, you... You're Father Christmas, you're real.
Of course I'm real.
How could he not be real?
Huh? How do you think those presents got under the tree every year? By magic?
Well, I thought it was my mum and...
Mum and Dad!
Well, of course it was.
I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, your mum and dad, one day a year, for no particular reason, just out of the blue, suddenly decide to give you a great big pile of presents.
No, because they love you so much. It's a lovely story, dear.
Yeah, but it's time to start living in the real world, yeah?
Okay. Right, Clara Oswald. Mostly favours travel books, science kits, strict ban on hair products, marginal for the naughty list 93. Leave her until the age of 9. Why did you stop?
Because you're a fairy tale. I grew out of fairy tales.
Did you, Clara? Did you really?
Clara, I want you to step inside the TARDIS. I don't want you to talk. I want you to do as I ask, please.
That was good with the box.
Not often we get upstaged on a rooftop.
Yes. I'm really here. I'm back. Now get inside the TARDIS. I know what this is. I know what's happening. And I know what's at stake.
I don't think you do, Doctor. But I promise before this Christmas day is done, you will be glad of my help.
Happy Easter. Oh, brutal.
Cool exit line, though.
Be sure to save some room for a tangerine, Doctor.
Nobody likes tangerines.
I'm really really back here. This is real, yeah? Doctor, talk to me. I never thought I was going to see you again. What is going on out there? What's happening? Oh, that noise. Never knew how much I loved it.
There's something you have to ask yourself, and it's important. Your life may depend on it. Everybody's life. Do you really believe in Santa Claus?
Do you know what? Yeah. Right now. Yeah. I think I do.
Is as old as the stars that will not answer, as old as the last snows that blacken his hands. Though he wakes at 3 and goes to the window where the crooked fence is blessed and the long Packard and the bicycle wheel. Though he walked the streets warm in the halo of his breath and is blessed over and over, he will waken in the slow dawn. He will call his uncles out from the sad bars of Irish statesmen, all the old secret reds who pledge in the park and raise drinks and remember Spain. Though we honor the tree, the Sierra of snow, the stream that died years ago, though we honor his breakfast, the water in his glass, the bear in his belly, though we honor all crawling and winged things, the man in his glory, the woman in her salt, though he savor the cup of filth, though he savor Lake Erie, savor the rain burning down on Gary, Detroit, Wheeling. Though my grandmother argues the first cause of night, and the kitchen canter mumbles his names, still the grave will sleep. I came this way before. My road ran by your house, crowded with elbows of mist and pots banging to be filled. My coat was the colors of rain, and 6 gray sparrows sang on the branches of my grave. Screams and screams. I waken, a child again, and answer. I answer my father hauling his stone up the last few breaths. I answer Moses bumbling before you, the cat circling 3 times before she stretches out and yawns, the mole gagged on fresh leaves. In Folsom, Jerubi alone before dawn remembers the long legs of a boy, his own once, and now his son's. Billy Ray holds my hand to his heart in the black and white still photograph of the exercise yard. In the long shadows of the rifle towers, we say goodbye forever. Later, at dusk, the hills across the dry riverbed hold the last light long after it's gone and glow like breath. Thank you. dream. I see the long coast of the continent writhing in sleep. This America we thought we dreamed, falling away flake by flake into the sea, and the sea blackening and burning. I see a man curled up, the size of an egg. I see a woman hidden in a carburetor, a child reduced to one word, crushed under an airmail stamp or a cigarette. Can the hands rebuild the rocks? Can the tongue make air or water? Can the blood flow back into the twigs of the child? Can the clouds take back their deaths? First light of morning. It is the world again. The domed hills across the gorge take the air slowly. The day will be hot and long. Jimmy Ray, Gordon, Jerubi, all the prisoners have been awake for hours remembering. I walked through the dense brush down to the river that descended all night from snow. Small stones worn away, old words, lost truths ground to their essential nonsense. I lift you in my hand and inhale the odor of light out of darkness, substance out of air, of blood before it reddens and runs. When I first knew you, I was a friend to the ox and walked with Absalom and raised my hand against my hand and died for want of you and turned to stone and air and water, the answer to my father's tears.
Come on, jump. Just you try it. Yes, who wants some? Anyone else?
Couldn't resist it in the end. A mistake, I fancy. It gets under your skin, life. Speaking metaphorically, of course. And you see, the more you struggle for every moment, the more alive you stay. Which is where I come in, as a matter of fact.
You can't do this. There are rules.
Yes, there are rules. But you broke them. How dare you? How dare you? And now there remains only one final question. Have you been naughty or nice? Ho, ho,
ho. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night. Good men the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight, and learn too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men near death who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
About wraps it up for this dress. I'd just like to ask, purely out of academic interest, you were sure I was going to survive, were you?
I was quite confident.
Good. Now, tell me...
What would have happened if you hadn't saved him?
Yes.
The sun would not have risen.
Then what would have happened?
A mere ball of flaming gas would have illuminated the world.
All right, I'm not stupid. You're saying that humans need fantasies to make life bearable?
No. Humans need fantasy to be human. To be the place where the falling angel meets the rising ape.
With tooth fairies, hogfathers.
Yes. As practice, you have to start out learning to believe the little lies.
So we can believe the big ones?
Yes. Justice, mercy, duty, that sort of thing.
They're not the same at all.
You think so? Then take the universe and grind it down to the finest powder and sieve it through the finest sieve, and then show me one atom of justice, one molecule of mercy. And yet, you try to act as if there is some ideal order in the world, as if there is some rightness in the universe by which it may be judged.
But people have got to believe that. What's the point?
You need to believe in things that aren't true. How else can they become?
This has been Mind Walk for non-profit use.